This important podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store, offering a wide selection of prepping and survival products, including nutritional solutions and storable certified organic superfoods. Check out our full selection at healthrangerstore.com/prep with Mike. Thank you for your support. It was almost 10 years ago that I warned America that if you don't stop the mass medication of school children, you're going to get more school shootings. I actually wrote a song. There's a music video. It's called SSR Lies. It's on naturalnews.com. Just look under the music tab. I did a song. It's a rap song, music video in 2009. I warned about all this in multiple articles. I said, if you don't stop the psych drugs, you're going to have more school shootings. And of course, my warning was completely ignored. And now we know that Nicholas Cruz, the shooter in Florida who killed 17 people, was on medication. This has been reported by the Miami Herald, and we've covered it on Natural News. According to a relative, Nicholas Cruz was on psychiatric medications, and he was also being treated in a mental health clinic, according to the Washington Post and many, many other sources. That's not in dispute. Now, here's the problem. Psychiatric medications are the one thing in common with almost every mass shooting that's taken place over the last 20 years. These medications, they treat, I use air quotes on that, they treat depression or other so-called mental conditions, ADHD and so on. They treat it by disconnecting your consciousness from reality. In other words, the way they treat depression is by making you not care anymore about reality. They disconnect your brain from the actual cause of the depression. In other words, these drugs don't solve the problem that made you depressed. What they do is they just trick your brain into thinking that it's not even real anymore. And all of a sudden, you just feel kind of enough of a disconnect that it doesn't matter anymore. Whatever made you depressed, it doesn't matter. And then they put kids on this stuff. High school kids, and in this case, a 19-year-old deranged shooter. And guess what happens? He runs around shooting up his former classmates as if it were a video game. To him, it's like a video game. And that's the common thread that all these people say, that they didn't feel like it was real. It's like a video game to them. They're just acting out, you know, a first-person shooter, and it doesn't feel real. That's what psychiatric medications do to these children, and that's why we have so many school shootings. And yes, I warned America about this in 2009, almost a decade ago. And what did I get in return? Of course, I got attacked, slandered, defamed, lied about, falsely accused. I mean, just the list goes on and on. Because the drug companies are running the smear campaigns against people who mention the truth about the dangers of psychiatric medication. And so then you have these asshats like Jimmy Kimmel who get on stage. He's a performer. He's an actor. And he evokes tears on stage. He's always crying all the time while he wants to take away your freedoms and liberty. Think about it. He's crying for what he says is, you know, these children who were killed. But he wants to put in place a totalitarian police state without a constitution, without a Second Amendment, that has always led to government genocide throughout history. Genocide that historically has killed 262 million people at the hand of evil government. So I asked Jimmy Kimmel, you're going to cry for the millions of people who have been killed by totalitarian regimes after they took away the guns from the citizens? Oh no, you're not going to cry for all those people, are you? Those 262 million people don't count to Jimmy Kimmel. The only people that count are the 17 that were killed in Florida. I guess in Jimmy Kimmel's mind, 17 is greater than 262 million. And granted, we all feel sadness for the 17 who died or anyone who dies in a mass shooting. And yet, these insane, deranged leftists like Jimmy Kimmel cannot understand that what they are calling for, i.e., the elimination of the Second Amendment, would lead to mass death, mass genocide, millions or tens of millions dead. And they don't have any problem with that. No problem at all. Look, Jimmy Kimmel and others like this, they use dead children as a platform to push their gun control tyranny. And they ignore the real cause, which is the psychiatric medications, combined with some other factors. Those factors include, by the way, extreme bullying. Almost every mass shooter was bullied by fellow students, bullied in the extreme. And it doesn't excuse their actions, but it helps explain some of the influences that lead someone to become so incredibly angry. There are multiple influencing factors. Now, clearly this kid in Florida, he was obsessed with weapons, knives, and guns, and dead animals. And I've mentioned before in these podcasts about how dead animals seems to be one of the most common threads among these crazy, insane shooters. But it's also psychiatric medications. So it's kind of like a recipe. If you throw together these ingredients, you get a mass shooter. What are those ingredients? Well, psychiatric drugs, extreme bullying of the shooter by other students who are cruel, often in many cases, extremely cruel. You have obsession with guns and knives and swords and weapons, and you also have obsession with typically dead animals. You combine these ingredients and you have a recipe for a mass shooting. And all the signs were there in this case. By the way, the FBI just refused to investigate because the FBI was too busy committing treason, trying to get rid of President Trump and overthrow our republic instead of actually stopping crimes. That's the FBI these days. Just utterly useless, it seems, as a law enforcement organization, just running around pushing fake hoaxes and fake Trump dossiers, false facts, maybe paying foreign spies to write fictional news, fictional intelligence reports and all these things, instead of actually stopping potential mass shooters who use their own name to post on YouTube and other social media that they were going to carry out a mass shooting. I mean, the kid used his own name, Nicholas Cruz, spelled with a K, N-I-K-O-L-A-S. It's kind of a unique spelling, Nicholas Cruz. And the FBI couldn't figure it out. Oh my God, who could this Nicholas Cruz be? It couldn't possibly be Nicholas Cruz, could it? No. According to the FBI, doesn't have that investigatory power to associate Nicholas Cruz with Nicholas Cruz. That would be a stretch. You know, that's just too much. Oh my God. They would have to have 100 agents working for 100 days to figure that out. Oh my God. If you use your real name, the FBI will never find you. I guess that's the takeaway from this, is that other school students watching this are probably thinking, if they want to make online threats to carry out mass shootings and actually get away with it, they should use their real names, because the FBI will be baffled, completely baffled. They have no idea. Oh my God, they use their real name. But getting back to the psych drug, the psychiatric medications, I mean, that's the real common thread here. And yeah, they all had access to weapons, but you can't take away. I mean, this kid bought his guns legally. He passed a background check. He legally possessed a firearm. He didn't steal it from someone. He didn't go buy it illegally. You know, he bought it legally. He passed the background check, which means the FBI approved of his gun purchase. Okay? Just for the record, the FBI runs the NICS system, the instant check system, which means that this kid passed the FBI approval process, even though this kid was posting in his own name that he was going to go shoot up schools. And he was reported to the FBI using his real name. And the FBI approved his gun purchase. Just for the record. Just so you know. The FBI allowed him to get that firearm. Now, you know, to take a small tangent here. Firearms, the firearms industry is very responsible. Gun shop owners do not sell guns to people that they think look shady. I know this for a fact. I've seen a gun shop owner talking to a guy when I was in the gun shop, and he said to the guy, "You know what? I've decided that nothing's for sale for you here today. I'd like you to leave." And the guy totally looked shady. And the gun shop owner was like, "You know what? It's my choice of whether I want to sell you a firearm or not. And today I say no." I've seen that happen. It's probably very rare, because shady people don't usually try to go buy guns, but occasionally they do, and the gun shop owners reject them And at the same time, firearms instructors are also, they have a very strong sense of right versus wrong and upholding the law. I know a lot of firearms instructors, and they're very particular about who they're willing to train. If someone calls them up and wants to train with them and has anything shady going on at all, they will refuse to train that person. And by the way, to really be effective with any of these firearms, you need, one way or another, you need a lot of training or a lot of practice. You cannot just pick up a pistol, by the way, and be an effective killer just because you have a gun. This is another myth that the left doesn't understand because they don't know anything about firearms. They literally are utterly illiterate about firearms. They have no idea. Even a rifle, it takes quite a lot of training to be able to effectively deploy a rifle, which means that this kid, Nicholas Cruz, he got some training somewhere or got a lot of practice somewhere just being able to manipulate the rifle and put rounds on target effectively, change magazines, clear jams, handle recoil management. All these things requires a lot of practice. So obviously Nicholas Cruz got training somewhere. Makes you wonder, did he get it on YouTube? Did he have a friend who trained him? Who trained him? Who trained the kid? He had some kind of training. Maybe we'll cover that in another podcast. But at the same time, you know, my point is that firearms instructors are very particular about who they choose to work with. And this is why we don't have a lot of crazy shootings in America. Even, look, the media lies constantly about the statistics. They're claiming that there have been 18 school shootings so far in the year 2018, right? You've heard that statistic. It's been reported by all the lying fake news media, ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN, New York Times, all these fake news outlets. They push these false statistics. Turns out that number includes accidental discharges, someone who shoots a gun on a Saturday in a school baseball field when no one is around. That's called a school shooting. Or times when somebody just heard a gunshot, didn't know where it came from. That's called a school shooting. So there's been 18 of these events. In only half of them was anybody injured. And in almost none of them was there a mass killing like the 17 people, as we saw in Florida recently. So these statistics that are quoted in the media are absolute lies. On purpose. They deliberately try to mislead you. They say there's 18 school shootings. They want you to imagine that there are 18 mass killings of people running around with automatic weapons, blah, blah, blah. It's nothing of the kind. It's an absolute lie. And it's people like Jimmy Kimmel that keep pushing these lies. They knowingly cite false statistics, and then they have their fake tears crying on stage while they're pushing fake news and fake statistics and calling for a totalitarian dictatorship to have a monopoly over all the guns so that the citizens can't defend themselves. Even at the same time that all these leftists are saying that Trump is Hitler, they say Trump is evil, he's a Hitler, we have to stop him, and then they say we should give all the guns to the government. I mean, what? How stupid are these people? I mean, the mental, you know, Jimmy Kimmel said that President Trump was mentally ill. Jimmy, look in the mirror, dude. You have a mental problem yourself. You are seriously off your rocker. You don't even know history. You don't know anything about guns. You don't know anything about actual statistics. You are clueless. All you know is that you want to be famous for crying all the time while indoctrinating your audience with a daily dose of hate. Hate for Donald Trump. Hate for gun owners. Hate for the NRA. Hate for the Constitution. You're just a hate pusher. You're a hate propagandist. You, Jimmy Kimmel, are like Goebbels, by the way. You are the propaganda ministry. You are more like the Nazis than you could possibly imagine. You think Trump is Hitler. You're Joseph Goebbels. It's insane. These people cannot look in the mirror and be honest about what they are. In any case, to wrap this up, well, sort of wrap it up, getting back to the psychiatric medications. Look, I warned America almost 10 years ago. I'm on the record warning about this over and over and over again. I saw it coming. I wrote about it multiple times. Again, I did a whole song on it. And yet, what happens? Nothing. Because the pharmaceutical companies are powerful and they bribe the politicians and they run the medical schools and they control the media because they provide most of the ad revenue for the media today. So the media refuses to report the truth about the link between psychiatric medications and mass shootings. They just flat out refuse to report it on purpose. And they spread lies instead. Statistics lies, or, you know, lies about how many school shootings there have been, or all kinds of other lies. They just refuse to report this link between psychiatric medications and mass school shooters on purpose. And so my warning to America, my continued warning, is that as long as we as a country continue to drug our youth with these mind-altering medications, we are going to continue to have more school violence, and it is preventable. It's the mass medication that is the enabler of all of this. It is preventable if we would stop this mass medication of our youth. The psych drugging is what's causing this. It's preventable, but America refuses to acknowledge this truth. And so my information 9 years ago could have saved how many lives at this point? Hundreds of lives, perhaps, easily, but it was ignored. I put the solution out there 9 years ago, almost a decade ago. We know the solution here. We know the answers. But the pharmaceutical cartels and the corrupt left-wing media that's controlled by Big Pharma and the corrupt FDA and the corrupt government, the lawmakers, the regulators who are in bed with Big Pharma, they want to keep the profits rolling in on the psych medications while drugging the children into these kinds of events that happen from time to time. There's too much money in pharmaceuticals. There's too much money in the drugging of our children for them to take any meaningful measure to stop it. And besides, by the way, I think Jimmy Kimmel and people like that on the left, they want more school shootings because it gives them a fundraising platform. It gives them a platform to try to say that Republicans are evil, that gun owners are evil, that Trump is evil, that the GOP is evil. They raise money off the school shootings. They immediately send out letters to raise money. They exploit the dead bodies of these children for their political gain every time. They do it over and over again. And if the school shooting stopped, they wouldn't be able to raise as much money. If the school shooting stopped, they wouldn't be able to push their narrative, their hate rhetoric against Trump and the NRA and conservatives and gun owners and so on. It's just like the cancer industry doesn't really want to see cancer eliminated because then they would be out of business. I think the left doesn't really want to see school shootings stop either because they, quote, profit from the school shootings in so many ways, such as fundraising. They really don't want them to stop, and that's why they're ignoring the cause, which is the psychiatric medications. That's why they're ignoring it. They really don't want them to stop. They want to see the killings continue. People like Jimmy Kimmel can push their narratives. As long as children keep dying, they can keep the fundraising going on the left. That's how evil they are. Remember, leftists are communists, essentially. They're fascists. There's nothing they won't do to gain power, including if it means seeing dozens or hundreds of children killed. Doesn't matter to them. Remember, these are the same kind of people who, throughout history, have murdered 262 million people. Look at the history of Joseph Stalin. Look at the history of Chairman Mao. Look at the history of Pol Pot. Look at Mussolini and, of course, Adolf Hitler. These are totalitarian regimes. Almost all of them are extreme left-wing or communist, and they mass murder people who disagree with them. So for them, the killing of a few dozen or a few hundred children, that's nothing to them to gain power. And when they gain the power, they will mass murder tens of millions in order to suppress their political opposition. Look at North Korea. Look at modern-day communist China. Look at Venezuela. You know, look at former Soviet Union. There's no end to the examples throughout history. This is what the left wants. And they need a certain amount of death and violence in order to push their talking points so they can try to gain political power, from which they will call for more suppression, more violence against conservatives, and then we'll end up in a bloodbath civil war, which is really what the left wants. That's what they're pushing for. It gets crazy. So I'll keep you posted on all of this. You got to read my website, naturalnews.com, and also check out censored.news for a collection of news from other censored news sources. There's a lot more coming. You can also hear my podcast at healthrangerreport.com. Thank you for listening, and take care.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
When it comes to prepping, you not only need good products that can help keep you alive, awake, aware, and nourished during difficult times, you also need products you can trust. At the Health Ranger store, we do extensive laboratory testing using an in-house lab that's ISO accredited. It's inspected, it's audited. It's a two-year process to even get that accreditation. We use multiple mass spec instruments, state-of-the-art science. I'm a published science author as well and a patent holder on several technologies, some of which we use variations of in our lab. The purpose of this lab is to help you make sure you get clean foods, superfoods, storable foods for emergency preparedness and survival use. We have a certified organic lab-tested, what's called Ranger Bucket collection of storable foods with some survival gear in the buckets to help you even boil water and cook those foods and so on. It's a fantastic product. We can barely keep it in stock, even during normal times. In a crisis, we'll be wiped out of this product because it actually takes us a lot of time to make those products. But if they're in stock, you can get them now at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. In fact, go to that URL, healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike, and you'll see some of our survival and preparedness supplies, including iodine, colloidal silver products and gel first aid products, storable foods, superfoods, medicinal herbs for first aid, and much more. We have a lot of products for you to help you be self-reliant, to be safe, to survive difficult circumstances, natural disasters, and all kinds of things. If you want to get prepared, do it with us at the Health Ranger store so that you know you're getting safe, clean, laboratory-verified preparedness foods, supplements, and other related products. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. All one word, no spaces. Prep with Mike. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for your support.